Yes, you told me that you love me, but tomorrow never comes.
Thank you. Daddy Blues, Sonny Burgess and the Pacers. How'd that song come about?
I like blues, so I thought I'd write a blues song. It didn't really turn out too good, but it's all right. You know, it just, we did a couple more, Kern. Remember, I forget one. We never could get the timing right on the other one.
Yeah.
It just didn't work. In my head, I had it a certain way, but it didn't work. Mm-hmm. But Kern did all the piano on everything that we did there at Sun on the 56, 57.
Yeah.
58. He did all the piano.
Speaking of him playing the piano, I want to mention something on the air that we talked about off the air and about the thumbtacks. Kern, can you tell us the story about the thumbtacks?
Yeah, when Jack Clement was the engineer there at Sun, he wanted to get a different sound on the piano. And so he asked me, did I have any ideas? And I said, yeah, one of the things that guys do once in a while to get the old clinkly sound on the pianos is to put thumbtacks on the hammers. So I went up to the local drugstore there and got five or six cards of thumbtacks, and there were 88 notes on there, so there's 88 thumbtacks in there. And I'll guarantee you today, wherever that piano is, there's some of those thumbtacks that fell down the bottom of it. If you open it up, I'll guarantee you'll find them.
And this is like, this is the house piano, the Sun house piano.
That's right.
And you said that Jerry Lee did a session after
that.
Yeah,
right after that, he did a session with the thumbtacks on there. Sure did.
That's great. And Sonny, you have a radio show, and people can actually hear that radio show.
Right. It's Arkansas State University in Jonesboro, Arkansas. KESU 91.9 FM on Sundays, 5 till 7. And I play all kinds of music.
I was looking over your playlist from your last show, and you did a whole hour of James Brown, which we can appreciate. And then you did some Yardbirds and stuff the second hour, which is great, too. It's a good show.
Yeah, see, I did an hour of Rosie Flores, the Rockabilly Philly,
mm-hmm.
I've worked with before. Different one. I did the Pacers. I play a lot of stuff. Johnny Cash. I did an hour of Johnny Cash.
But the thing is, now people out there, night prowlers who are thinking, well, I don't live in Arkansas, so I can't listen to it. You can actually listen to it on the web.
Yeah, you showed that to us a while ago.
Yeah, if you go to WeWantABoogie.org. If you look at the bottom of that page, it says click here to see our blog. And if you click on the blog, you'll notice that the track listing of your playlist for each show, and there's a button you can hit to listen to Sonny Burgess doing his own radio show. Now, I would recommend that you don't do that when the Night Prowl's on, but when the Night Prowl's not on, you got lots of time to kill, so you might want to check that out. WeWantABoogie.org. And to get the latest information on Sonny Burgess and the Pacers, where they're playing, if you have a venue and you want to book them, or if you want to buy merchandise or some of their records, you can go to legendarypacers.com. That's www.legendarypacers.com, and all the information is right there. And I want to thank you guys for coming in.
Oh, we want to thank you for asking us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Matt, for asking us. It's guys like you that help keep spells like us alive.
Thanks, man. Yeah. What about you, Bobby? You got anything
to say? Well, you know, we appreciate it. It's something new. You know, old guys like us, we never know when the end's coming. So we're glad
for
to be
every
here.
Minute.
Yeah.
You guys are too much. And if you're in the Washington... I'm going to send you back. You know, Cross Country Kelly has shown up, and we couldn't get the Russians to bring them back. They could only bring them up here, but they had enough vodka to bribe them to get up here. So Cross Country Kelly's here, and she's going to actually fly. I don't know. Can you fly the spaceship?
I can fly, I think. I took some lessons, you know, in college.
Well, you guys, your life is in her hands because she's going to try and fly the spaceship to get you back to Earth because you're playing the Clarendon Ballroom tomorrow night in Arlington, Virginia. And then on Wednesday, the 18th, you guys are playing the Library of Congress Jefferson Building at noon. And then at 6 p.m., you're playing the Kennedy Center. So if you're in the D.C. region, come see Sonny Burgess and the Pacers. And Cross Country Kelly, be careful with them.
Don't worry, Night Prowlers, especially you guys. Don't you worry. I'll be fine.
Matt, they're frail.
Matt, you're coming to the show.
I will,
the
yes.
Library of Congress, right?
I will be there, and I'll be yelling.
You'll be signing autographs.
Listen, while you're up on stage, listen to this. You'll hear this.
Yeah!
That's me in the audience, all right? So listen
right.
for that.
We're looking forward to
I'm
it,
I'm glad
Matt.
You told us, because I was going to say, throw him out.
All right, I want to go out with your song, You. Anything to tell about that record?
Yeah, I wrote that about Bob King's wife now. I was kind of struck on Evelyn Hawke.
Oh, really?
And I wrote that song about, she loved it.
Who wouldn't love a song that was written about them?
Anyway, that's why I wrote that. Anyway, Bob King wound up marrying her.
Was she a redheaded woman?
No, that's a different ball game.
Actually, speaking of redheads, I wanted to mention one more thing. One of the funniest things is your signature, you've got a couple signature pieces. One is your red guitar. The other one is your red hair.
Okay.
And your hair was black, but right. You decided to dye it. That's a funny story. Tell that story, please.
Okay, you've got the picture of Bobby and me and Bobby and JC and John Ray in California with Cash. Anyway, before we started, I used to read these books about a private detective called Shell Scott. Anyway, he had this white hair, but he had black eyebrows. And obviously, but his hair was white. So I said, man, that looks pretty cool. So me and my wife, Joanne, we'll just bleach my hair out to where it's white. Have the black eyebrow. Well, we get the bleach, and we flew around, but it turned out orangey red. It wasn't bright red. It was orangey red. And that lasted till it grew out about a month. It grew back out. That was the last of the red hair.
That's a great story, man. Sonny Burgess, thank you so much. And Kern Kennedy and Bobby Crawford, thank you so much. And let's go out on you, Sonny Burgess and the Pacers.
Is that the key? Is that B is Amy?
Ooh, Matt the Cat.